Please, if there's any question, just ask. There is nothing negative in this world that doesn't come from thought. There is no hate in this world that doesn't come from thought. There's no prejudice that doesn't come from thought. All these things that create the world as they are today, because truth has no color, no creed, no religion, no bad feelings. Truth is seeing life in a positive way. And as I said before, it is not, and I repeat, not connected to bad memories. It's now. That's why the Eastern philosophers and Eastern mystics always talk about the now. And people will say to me, well, I have no other choice but to live now because it's Saturday today and it's a so-and-so day. That's not now. That's not what I'm talking about. Now is when you disconnect yourself with the negative thoughts of yesterday. Never, never follow anybody. Followers create a cult. When you follow somebody, when you become a joiner and you follow anybody in this world, you're handing your very soul over to that person. And a true teacher would never allow that. Because people that want you to follow them, they're looking for power. They're controlling you. And a true teacher will say, you're on your own, buddy. You're on your own. And that's the way it should be. Now, it's a different thing altogether listening to somebody that you think has something valuable to say to you. But that's different. Because if you listen to somebody you think is valuable to you, you're free to go and listen to somebody else. But if you join an organization that says, this is the way, and it's only this way, then you're stuck in time. You're not allowed to go over here and see that there could be something else. Keep yourself free. By all means, read the books or listen to somebody that you think has some wisdom to give to you. But never hand your soul over to anybody. Be free to listen to every human being in the world and you'll hear truth. You can walk through the grocery store. I've walked in through the grocery store and you're in the checkout. And the person behind the checkout counter will say something so profound. You think, wow, that's really profound. They don't even know they're doing it. But there might be a wise, loving human being behind the counter. But if you belong to an organization that says, don't listen to those people, just listen to me, then you're a prisoner. You're a prisoner. Never allow yourself to be a prisoner to anybody. Never follow anybody. Follow your own heart. Follow what's inside. Follow the beauty that's inside. Follow the wisdom that's inside. Because you know as much about truth as any other human being. Because divine consciousness is in you. Divine mind is in you. Divine thought is in you. That's what you are. You know that saying, I am? That's what I'm talking about. The North American Indians, they talk about everything being spirit. The trees, the sky, the mountains, the deer, the fish. They're all spirit in a different form. The Great Spirit is what they term is the Creator, or God, another name. When the Indians, the North American Indians, talk about everything being spirit and everything being one, they're talking the very same as the Eastern philosophers and the Eastern mystics talking about everything being all one. No matter what religion you follow right now, if you hear truth from within yourself, and you go to church, you will hear 10 times more, 100 times more than you ever did before. You know how the major religions always talk about love being the answer? That's what I'm talking about. Love is a mind that's totally void of all negativity. And when this happens, you have what is called understanding. You understand why people get in trouble. You understand why people have nervous breakdowns. You understand why there's a differences in opinion. And when you find this understanding, there is nothing left but love. Love, caring, sharing. They're all really the same thing. Again, different names, different words to describe the same thing. And I'm telling you right now, the secret lies in mind, consciousness, and thought. That is the Trinity. You see, there's not, when you say mind, consciousness, and thought, divine mind, consciousness, divine thought, then you talk about personal thought. It's not two kinds of thought. It's the same divine thought used in two different ways. Because there is nothing else but that. It's the way you use it. It's a gift. It's a divine gift that we've all been given. The gift to see reality. The gift to think about reality. And the level of consciousness, they talk about levels, different levels of consciousness. It's the more you understand this, the higher the level of consciousness. The lower levels that get lost, this is what creates all the problems in your districts, in your streets, and wars. You could take $1 trillion and say, we're going to clean up the streets in New York or some other place, and take this $1 trillion and give it to everybody, and it wouldn't do a bit of good. Not a bit of good. All you do is spending a lot of money and it gets worse and worse. Because there is never any change takes place in any human being until the level of consciousness rises, the level of understanding rises. And that's what truth does. And that truth, again, must come from you. It's yours, honestly, it's yours. When those wise people of the past spoke, nobody could intellectually could understand. I don't care who it is, honestly. I truly mean that. Again, I'll tell you, it comes via a positive feeling. And when you talk before form, it can't be understood from the intellect. Excuse me. It has to come from inside you via feeling. And it comes as a realization, an insight, a revelation. There's three different words all meaning the same thing. And you go, oh. And then you turn around to your partner and you say, do you know what? And they say, I don't understand what you're saying. Because when you have a revelation, you have an insight. See, truth is a secret. And once you have that revelation, the little bit of that secret is divulged to you, you can't give it away. You can't. It's impossible. You can only talk about it. And again, you talk about it via the words, and the word does not hold it. What I'm telling you right now, what you hear is not truth. It's only an interpretation of the truth. The truth has to be found from you. In the old Hawaiian religion, the kahunas, that was the priests. They were very, very wise people, the kahunas. And they always maintained it was a secret that could never be told. Right? And it's true. It's a secret, can never be told. And when I lived in Hawaii, just before I left, I turned the television on one night, and there's this beautiful little couple, old Hawaiian couple, and their great-grandfather, seemingly, was one of the wisest kahunas ever known. Now here's this older couple, they're maybe in their 70s, you know, and they said, the grandfather, the great-grandfather had told them that it was a secret that could never be told. Now they picked him up wrong, because here they're on television and they're saying, but now we feel that we should tell what the secret is. They thought the grandfather was saying, don't tell anybody. So they started to tell the secret. And they didn't tell anything. They were only telling their interpretation of the secret. When I saw that, I just roared. honestly, they're so sweet, and they were divulging the secret. They weren't. They were just simply telling what the great-grandfather had said. I guarantee you got a revelation. You cannot give it away. Try and give it away via the word. And what the word does, it leads you to the door. But they've got to walk through that door. You lead them to it via the word. Then it's up to them to take that one extra step beyond the word. And when they find it, you can find a lot, you can find a little. But if you find a little, what you call a little, believe me, it's a lot. But again, it's a secret. That's what life is. It's a divine dream. You know how, again, I'm going to go back to Eastern mystic, Eastern philosophies, Eastern religions. And you ever heard about, I'm sure most of you have read, they talk about the Great Awakening. That's what I'm talking about. You awaken from a dream. Bit by bit, or all at once, it's always up to you. Because you, truly, truly, are the dreamers. You're that part of that divine dream, part of God, part of the Creator that is alive inside you. The outside illusion is what we call reality. If you have a nice feeling, go with that feeling. And that feeling, guarantee, that's what you're looking for. Because if you have a nice feeling, that's all there is in the world. If you have a nice feeling for yourself, for life, you go home, see your children, you have a nice feeling for them. You see your parents, you have a nice feeling for them. That's it, it's a feeling. That feeling is the secret you're looking for. Not intellectual understanding. The understanding will come once you get the feeling. It's a world of thought. It really is. All societies are created from thought. All wars are created from thought. All gangland killings, cheating, robbing, stealing, they're all created from thought. All love is created from thought. All good deeds are created from thought. And all you have to do is balance and figure out which is right and which is wrong. It's like a lot of young kids, I've heard them say, this is the way I was brought up, I don't stand a chance in life, so there's no sense of me changing. That's not true. I don't care who it is. Just change your mind, and you can change from failure to success. Even a tennis player, soccer player, football player, if they have in their mind that they can never win, they'll never win. But if they have it in their mind that they can win, they will win. Another name for that is confidence. Confidence takes away insecurity. Insecurity is nothing but a reaction to thought. That's what it is. Insecurity is a reaction to thought. When you have that insecurity, you live in an insecure world, you do, and you react accordingly. If you feel secure, then you live in a secure world. And that's why it's so very, very important to try and put into your children's mind security. Doesn't take much. All it takes is love and saying to the kid, you can do it. But if you say, you dummy, you'll never do it, you've created an insecure person. Never try and force whatever you know onto anybody else. They will not take it, and that's your children. If you try and force something down somebody's throat, they'll never accept it. Show them. Be an example. And if you're an example and you show them, that's all that matters. That's where they'll pick it up. It's all consciousness. It's all thought. It's all mind. Mind, consciousness, and thought are the three principles from which we see and react to what we call reality. All consciousness is a power, it's a gift, it's a divine gift that lets us see creation. Mind is a divine gift that lets us see creation. Thought is a divine gift that lets us see creation. See, divine thought, divine consciousness, and divine mind have no form. They have no form. They're a power. They're a gift. You put a form on it, you missed it. Because when you're all of humanity are on the same pathway. They all try to find their way home. That's the name of the game of life. Go find yourself. That's why the Eastern mystics say, go find yourself. It's like a cosmic joke. They say, you've got to find what you're looking for. Now go look for it. So what you do is you look all over the world. You go to India, you go to Tibet, you go to China, you go up the Himalayas, down the Himalayas, every nook and cranny, you read books, and the wise keep saying, no, look inside. Yeah, I realize what you mean. I've heard that before. Yeah. But I'm going to go to India next week and I'm going to talk to Yogi Bear. When they say look inside, they really mean look inside. It's a divine dream. It's a divine joke. And I'm sure the good Lord must have got together with somebody and said, where can we hide this secret that those guys can't find it? Could we hide? Maybe we could hide it in the bottom of the ocean 10,000 feet down. I said, they'll find it, they'll get a submarine, it'll go 10,000 feet down. Well, put it on the top of the highest mountain, now they'll climb it. Put it right under their nose and they'll never see it. And that's exactly where it is, under your nose. And I've told you people today at least 100 times where they find it. And how they find it. But it's words. And you listen to my words. I told you when I first came in, I was being honest, don't listen to me. Well, the first time I ever said that to an audience, somebody says to me, well, if we're not going to listen to you, why are we here? It has to be told in words.
I'm thinking about that, and that's kind of rolling over in my mind. And it got connected to the idea of having a purpose in life and a mission. Somehow they seem connected. What do you think we've
done that? Our mission in life?
Yeah, our thoughts are ours to experience creation.
Pardon? Our mission in life?
Yeah.
I mean, I can only tell you that's my personal opinion. But what I found and what I see is our mission in life is to find your inner self, your what you call God.
That's it.
That's it. That's a lot. You know, that... I told you it was simple. It's so simple. Remember I told you it was under your nose and everybody looks outside this world to find it? That's where it was hidden, under your nose. We have to evolve in consciousness. And the more we evolve higher up into consciousness, the more mental health will come into society, the more it will clear society, and the happier the more clear thinking will become. This is where we will clear up all the ecology problems, all the wars, all the killings, all the gangs. This is how it will be done, by raising the level of consciousness. Another way to say that is to raise understanding. And in turn, what this does, it drops all negativity, brings love into your heart, and love and understanding will always, always, always be the answer. You know, folks, I think we're saturated. I'm looking at people and we're saturated. And what you need now is just to go and contemplate on what's been said and how you feel, and try and keep a quiet mind, because this is where the answer lies, in a quiet mind. And I'd really like to finish and say, God bless you all, and I hope you find what you're looking for. Thank you.